You okay. Start them out, or they
yeah,
start out?
No, they'll start out. I got a quick announcement. I figured them out. So.
Okay.
Okay, I think we're ready. Please rise for our morning prayer.
Get a little closer.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. O eternal Father, I come to you through the heart of my Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Through this divine heart, I adore you for those who do not adore you. I love you for those who do not love you. I gratefully acknowledge you to be my God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hello, everyone. I'm Julia Darty, class of 2005.
And I am Julia's husband, Patrick Darty, also from the class of 2005.
After Duchenne, I went on to WashU, where I graduated with a Bachelor of Science in Business Administration. Okay. And then after college, I started working at our family business. It's called Patriot Machine. We make aircraft parts for companies like Boeing, Lockheed Martin, and Gulfstream. I love the business, and it's been really nice to get to work with my parents and my brother. I also like to volunteer for the Boys and Girls Club. It's here in St. Charles also. Patrick and I were both active at Duchenne, and it's something we've tried to keep up as adults.
I'm just going to start out by saying I'm extremely nervous because literally the second you graduate college, teenagers become very, very scary human beings. My short life story is that I graduated from Duchenne, never really wanted a quote-unquote normal job. I went to the University of Missouri Journalism School, and now I am a fantasy football writer, which is a real job for NBC Sports. I work for a website called rotoworld.com, and I spend way too much time on Twitter for a supposed adult. I know way too much about guys like Teddy Bridgewater and LeSean McCoy, like stuff that would never, ever be possibly necessary to know. My most vivid memory of my time at Duchenne is probably not having air conditioning. That really sticks with you. But my best memories are my time at the Key Club and the cross-country team, and, of course, meeting my future wife, Julia. We've been together over 12 years now, and we are expecting our first child, a little girl, in late May. My only real advice, besides, of course, being nice, because that's obvious, would be to read as much as possible. And that's it. Thank you for letting us speak, and good luck against whoever is our biggest rival now. I've kind of lost track of that, but happy Friday. Bye-bye.